Well, good morning. And thank you for coming here today for our second City Manager Search Town Hall. This is a rare opportunity, and while Mayor and Council members set and determine policy and vision and tone and the policies that we want our city to follow, it is really the City Manager that runs the day-to-day operations and inspires the best performance from our 1,500 city employees. And this is, I think, a great opportunity for the public to tell us the values and attributes and characteristics that you want to see in our next city manager. We looked at a number of search firms to help give the council an independent process, if you will, to both identify those characteristics, identify potential candidates, and then help us make sure that the person we select for that position reflects the values that you care about. And that's where you come in today. The firm that we really looked at and leaned in on had a superior citizen engagement process. We told them we have a very engaged citizenry, and they suggested both a series of one-on-one meetings, a town hall setting like this, but also an online survey where your presence here today is really going to give us some of those quantitative characteristics. We hope that these same questions, when we put it out to the community at large, will reflect some of those qualitative characteristics and some common themes will emerge. Your presence here today will help us identify some of those qualities and help us pick the right person to help run that day-to-day operation of the city as we move forward. So with us today are Pamela and Andrew from CPS HR Consulting. They're a quasi-public entity. That was also very attractive to us because all they do is help municipal officials recruit the best leaders for America's cities. And we're so proud to have you here today. We hope you've enjoyed your stay in Columbia. They were at our city council meeting, a 7.5-hour city council meeting on Monday, so they know exactly what I mean when I talk about our active and engaged citizenry and robust media. So with that, let me turn this over to Pamela or Andrew, and I'm so glad you are here. This is going to be a very interactive process. I think you can treat it as a focus group. As you hear other people's comments, they're going to it's okay to engage with each other, and they're going to help keep us on track and keep us focused on those characteristics that you want the council to consider. I will tell you at the end of this process, as they begin to identify finalists, I hope to debut those candidates to you again. And that's why we've collected your email address so that we can let you know the next step in this process, because I think it's important. The person we select, that she's able to really reflect and answer some of your questions and be used to setting in this setting and gather how important it is, your involvement is in our democracy and in our government. Pamela?
Good morning. Thank you so much for your attendance. I am Pamela Derby. I am the supervising executive recruiter with CPS HR Consulting, and we're so excited to see so many of you here today. As the mayor mentioned, the information that we've been gathering we'll use to, it educates us as well about the culture of Columbia, and that's very important to us when trying to find the right candidate for your city manager search. There will be an online survey for people who are not able to attend these. We plan that will be deployed at least by Monday. And we will have community forums when we get down to those top two or three finalists. But today we really want to hear what you think. And some of this will be in the marketing materials. We certainly are going to let you know what the process is, but again, thank you to those of you we've already spoken with. There are some individuals here that have been part of that process. Andrew and I have been speaking with people from 8 to 5 every day, and last night we had the first community meeting, but thank you so much for your hospitality as well. You have a fabulous community here. As the mayor said, very engaged, and we're very pleased to be here. And with that, my colleague, Andrew Nelson.
All right, is this on? Can you all hear me? I can't hear myself, so I'm going to move it a little bit higher. That better? Okay. So I'm Andrew Nelson. I am a recruiter for CPS. We wanted to briefly talk a little bit about the process and what you can expect over the next couple of months. We wanted to introduce you to our firm, because, as the mayor said, we're a little bit different than others, and that informs how we approach this kind of process. So we were established as a joint powers authority in the state of California. That means we're quasi-governmental. We're public employees. We're not in this for profit. The only money we receive comes from clients such as the City of Columbia, who have engaged us to do these kinds of searches for them. We only serve public sector and nonprofit agencies, and the only money we get comes from this kind of work. We don't get any kind of tax dollars from any other state, local, federal government except what we earn. So we take pride in our expertise in being public sector professionals and returning that to other public sector agencies. Our mission is to transform human resources and thereby transforming the public sector in general. Often we hear that government's slow, it's unresponsive, it doesn't reflect the values and the speed of what people want from their government. And because we have this kind of independent, quasi-governmental nature, we're able to be a little bit more innovative in our approaches. And so we want to bring that kind of innovation to our process for the City of Columbia and hopefully spread that across the public sector in general, transforming the way people view the great work that public servants do day in and day out. So just a little bit about where we work. I mean, we are based in California. A lot of our work is on the West Coast. We have done considerable work in Colorado, Texas, and we're now working a little bit more towards the East Coast. But for example, we do all of the testing for firefighters and police officers in the City of Chicago. Anybody who gets hired on by those forces takes a test that's administered by our firm, because we are test administration experts as well. So the process for the city manager recruitment. Right now we're in what we call phase one. That's defining the ideal candidate. We're using this week to listen to staff, to community stakeholders, to residents and community members about what the ideal candidate, if you could wave the magic wand or find that lucky unicorn, what that would be, and that way we can inform our recruiting strategy. So we anticipate this will obviously end this week. We'll put together a brochure, and then we'll start rigorously marketing and seeking out candidates across the country. We would certainly focus a lot of our energies on the Midwest, Missouri in particular, but we're going to go nationwide. After that recruitment period, which is about 6 weeks, we will come to the City Council and provide a short list of candidates. At the end of March, that candidate list could be anywhere from 12 to 18 or so folks that we have rigorously screened. We have found that those folks match the values and characteristics, the attributes that you have identified, that the staff has identified, that the community has identified as what is needed for the next city manager. The City Council will then go into the selection process, where they would take that number from, you know, a dozen down to, let's say, six, and do a first round interview sometime in April, and then followed by a final interview for the top two or three candidates in early May, perhaps mid-May. If everything went to schedule, we could anticipate an offer being made sometime in May. And then what often happens with city managers is they have contracts. Those contracts specify termination clauses for 30 or 60 days, maybe even as long as 90 days. And that means that the next city manager wouldn't take their position until perhaps July, maybe August, even at the latest, I'd imagine. But really, the 1st of July is when you'd see somebody new in the city manager's chair, is what we'd hope for. So that's the process as it would hopefully unfurl, knock on wood, right? Nothing ever goes wrong. So I just really quickly, are there any questions about the process, how that's going to roll out? I forgot. The format's a little bit different for today. I forgot we are live streaming.
Yeah.
And please raise your hand. We'll bring a mic to you and keep your comments concise but to the point and relevant to the question at hand. Please.
I guess I would, when you mentioned the scope the geographic scope in terms of looking for candidates. You said focusing on Missouri and the Midwest. I would just urge you all not to get too hung up on geography. Focus on the values and the kinds of things that we want to see in a candidate more than folks that are necessarily local. Because I think I speak for probably several community groups that we're looking for something innovative. And so having a homegrown candidate would be nice, but only if they meet those criteria.
Right. So. Thanks for bringing that up. And that is the ideal situation where we take all this comment and we are able to process that down on an individual level for a candidate who might come from Rhode Island to Oregon to Hawaii, who knows? But if they meet those criteria and they meet those values, that's going to be a stronger case for that candidate to move forward. Thank you.
Can you speak to your timeline on the selection process? Mentions the April through May timeline. We have an election during that timeline. Hopefully, we will have a new mayor after that. How does that change the timeline, if any?
Again, we have depend on many factors, right? If everything went according to our timeline, our work plan that we've established with the City Council, we would anticipate the first process not occurring, the first semifinal round interview not occurring until April 15th, which is coincidentally the day that whatever election results, however that filters out, that would be the first day that that person would be seated as the mayor or the other vacant City Council positions. Any other questions on process? Thank you, sir. All right, so we have six questions for you today. They're very open-ended. We'll, again, raise your hand. We'll bring you the mic. What we'd like to do is stimulate some conversation, some discussion about these questions. They are all fill-in-the-blank, no multiple choice. So with that, our first question today is, it is critical that the new city manager possess blank as a leadership quality. What leadership qualities do you seek in a city manager? Go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll mark it up here on our board and post them around.
Collegiality.
Collegiality. What do you mean?
I would like to see someone who has an ability to handle difficult situations, not get frustrated and flustered with it, be able to work effectively with the city council and with the citizens at large, not create divisions. So collegiality would be the word I would summarize for that.
Okay.
Inclusive.
One sec.
Inclusive.
Inclusive.
Yes. Okay. Inclusive of the entire community, the interests of the entire community.
Very good. Here, and then you, sir, in the middle, do you have your hand up? Okay.
In this city, I don't think you will do well without transparency. You have to be open to the whole community and what's going on.
So number one is that I wish I knew what all the questions were so I could make sure I addressed the right comment to the right question. But I do have, first of all, something about the process, and that has to do with the task force or the selection committee that's appointed by the City Council. I believe there is one, a citizens committee that's going to be appointed that helps City Council. And from what I have seen, that it's a pretty well-rounded group. However, I think I work on the mayor's task force for climate change, and I would like to see somebody from that field in this selection committee, because climate change is going to become an extremely important parameter of city business increasingly into the future. So I'd like to see that be accommodated. But I'm going to direct the rest of this to your question, what the city manager should possess. And you've worked with your firm, apparently has worked with cities virtually your work. But I just want to point out that this is an all services city. And I don't know how many cities that you've run into that provide all of the services that this city does provide to its citizens. And these services are run by enterprise funds, And these enterprise funds are basically businesses. And so what I think has been a shortfall in the last city manager is the fact that they were not run as business entities in the sense of like a long-term sustainable operation. And I would very much want to see somebody that has some business acumen so that they do not feel that whatever they do for this business unit has to be done for everybody else, because this business unit has to stand on its own. And so I think that's a very important thing for the next city manager. Thank you.
We'll come here in the front, and then you, ma'am.
I think I would just add that while we want, I agree that we want a city manager that is not divisive and can sit and handle difficult conversations. I think we're also looking for someone that is willing to take a stand on things, even if it creates some division around particularly inclusion and equity issues in our city. I don't know if you probably haven't seen the data and stuff, but we very much have a situation where we have two cities. We have one very prosperous city, and we have another city within that is chronically neglected. And so being able to say to the folks that are doing really well, and so as a leadership quality, I think we're talking about having some backbone here, to say we have decades-long neglect that has to be addressed, and being able to do that. And then the other thing I would add is we need someone who has the ability to be curious about their own thought processes, introspective, reflective, self-aware, and have to go, yeah, you know, I didn't realize that I thought that way, and that's why I thought this was the right thing to do. I see maybe that I could change that, right? So there needs to be somebody who is able to challenge their own constructs and do so in a transparent way. I mean, so we're asking a lot, but...
I agree with everything mentioned. I would also say collaborative communication skills. The city has to work quite a bit with the county. We need to foster good relationships between the two. We need someone willing to step across the lines and maybe mend some fences that have been broken. So that's what I would add.
Okay. Here in the back.
Hi, this is terrific what you're doing. Thank you so much. And you're asking for our thoughts for who we'd like to see running as one of the contenders. I would like to see a woman or a gender expansive person, and I would like it to be a person who is not white.
Okay.
Very much so. Thank you for asking.
Any other thoughts to answer this question? And you'll find as we go along that a lot of these will intertwine, but they are targeted to pull out specific qualities and attributes of individuals. So we'll go ahead and move on to the next question then. So Columbia would be well served if the new city manager introduced or embraced blank to the community. And what would that blank be? It could be programs, policies. Up here in front.
Well, I'm not sure if you're looking for broad, expansive terms or very specific terms, but I think everyone would agree, or a lot of people would agree, that community policing and, in general, more general, better community police relations.
So community policing as a program or a
as
policy,
a program
and
to
then
achieve better
in general, community. The relationship between the police department and the community as a whole?
Yes.
Okay. Right here?
I think that one of the qualities that we would need to have and a new police chief is someone with mass diversity background, able to be able to speak to the entire community and to be able to be transparent and open to, and certainly new changes, new ideas, and those sorts of things need to happen in the city of Columbia, and to be open to embrace diversity in all parts, because when we look at the city of Columbia and we look at the departments, they are certainly not diverse, you know, the police department and all of those areas. And then I would, the second thing while I am speaking, I think that it is incumbent upon the city manager, even though we have a police chief, the city manager is the city manager and needs to manage the entire city of Columbia.
Okay. Thank you.
I would love, one of the very, very important areas to be addressed is our natural environmental health and ability to learn about it. Someone was mentioning climate change, planting trees. Sounds like not a big deal. It is a huge deal. So we need someone who is educated about the importance of environmental, natural wild spaces. Thank you for letting me speak.
So sustainability, environmental resiliency, perhaps. We have another comment up here front.
First, I want to, I think you should underline the thing about diverse background that Mary brought up. We don't need someone who's starting from scratch. Like, oh yeah, it matters. Teach me. We need somebody who has some skill already. I also think we need quite a bit of work around affordable housing. As a city, we've started to do some, I think, some creative things around affordable housing. It's not my area of expertise, so people can say, no, it's really not. But I think it seems like we've made some steps in that direction, and I would like to see that continue. And have it not be, we'll just place a bunch of fourplexes in places, tearing down old housing stock to replace them with what will eventually in 15 years be tear down stock, but something a little bit more robust and sustainable.
Okay, thank you. In the back?
I think different and new ideas. I'm looking for someone that really has some new ideas, new initiatives, new things that we've never seen in our community or ever thought of in our community. So things that maybe other communities have tried and had success at, so they would come to us with, you know, new, different ideas to try things different than what we've had done in the past.
Okay. So I've heard change now twice. We're open to change and program services, policies, perhaps. Here.
I think that we need someone that's ready to focus on marginalized communities. So not just, I mean, our communities that are financially strapped, or, you know, I mean, we need disability communities. Our transit system has been cut in the last year, and folks need to get on the bus to get to work, to get to the groceries everywhere. So we need someone to keep these people in the forethought of their planning, and really think long term. What will sustain this community long term?
As a corollary to that, and I think to things that everybody has said, I think one of the issues that has come up repeatedly is the way in which we generate revenue for the city. We're a sales tax-based revenue-generating city. And so in terms of new ideas that we haven't heard before, that's what prompted my thinking about this, is how do we as a city raise the revenue to address some of our long-standing issues in ways that are creative, right, and not regressive.
Okay. I saw a hand, yes, there on the left.
Am I correct in assuming that the city manager will hire the next police chief?
I believe that's the intended route, yes.
Okay, so I'm real concerned about the police chief and like the NAMI, taught at NAMI a lot, and how they deal with the mentally ill. Like if they have this, if the police chief will have the CIE program, which educates all the officers how to deal with people with mental illnesses when they go to deal with them. And also someone not to make a big deal over pot, but more of a real crime. So I'm real interested at the new city manager would be aware of these concerns.
Okay. So in the process of hiring a new police chief, the city manager is aware, has had experience with those kinds of issues. Okay.
Okay, and I think that this is going backwards a little bit from where we were, but when we talked about the attributes of a city manager and the geographical area that they would come from, I would hope that certainly Columbia is growing, and I heard somebody said we have two Columbias, one upper class and one lower class. Well, actually, we have three Columbians because we have the University of Missouri, and then we have the Columbia upper class, and then the other. And so I am hopeful that I would just really be recommending that the new city manager would come from that we would not necessarily be, and you know, I'm making no beefs about this. We are in Missouri, and the surrounding Midwest is racially charged, and I'd like to see us get outside of that geographical area to look for a progressive city manager who has had some opportunity to deal with people in all realms of society, and so that would be the most important thing for me.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to the next question then. So we're going to look at their experience now. We've talked a little bit about their attributes, what they should bring to the table in terms of the person they are. This is going to look more at the experience that they have and what they're going to bring to the city. So the new city manager should definitely have experience managing blank. What would that blank be? And somebody had mentioned earlier how Columbia is a full-service city, perhaps more so than many other cities its size, and I will testify that that is true. So there's a lot of things that the city has to manage. What are those things that the next city manager really needs to have the experience doing?
I would say successful community policing. We'd like to have a city manager that's got some experience that they can offer us in that area.
So the next candidate, the next successful city manager, should have on their resume a community policing program, experience with that program? And that has worked, okay. What else?
The new city manager should be a visionary person who has a vision for change. As it becomes necessary, not just stuck in one place, but have the vision to look at the needs of the entire community, the business community, the University of Missouri, the regular folks that live in Columbia. They should be a visionary person that have experienced a kind of city that is similar. Have had some similar attributes that Columbia has, because Columbia has, had the opportunity to be just a great city, which is one of the things I keep working for. That undercurrent is there, that it can be a great city. Somebody that's able to have the vision to pull out those stops that we need to pull out to be able to move Columbia to the place where it can be the kind of city that it has the potential to be.
So, again, if we have to phrase that, you have the resume in front of you, and on that resume, it's got demonstrated experience, strategic planning, visioning, and demonstrable change in that community. Okay, thank you.
These are irresistible questions. I know I'm answering every time, but I'm going to participate in our democracy. I'd like this next person to have had experience managing development so that neighborhoods and commercial areas are developed thoughtfully, with the neighborhoods having a big say what how the expansion. One other thing that this person has appreciation for: historic preservation. Columbia is coming up on 200-year-old birthday. It may be even this year. And it's really, really important for the pride of a Columbian to have their history preserved, not just statues, but edifices, old growth, forests, traditions. And I'd like a person who runs for this office to appreciate that and to have had experience implementing that in a previous job. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. We have one here in the middle.
I was going to say managing change and fast change. I think we have a tendency to dig in and stay in the status quo. That would be important. And I don't know quite how to summarize, but revenue generation, really good understanding of budgets and finances and how to interpret that across all the different services that Mr. Hashider referenced.
Yes, and I just kind of want to follow up. The city's budget is somewhere between $400 to $500 million, and almost half of that is comprised by these business units that I mentioned earlier. And so it would be definitely helpful if the city manager that we're hiring has had experience in you know, one of managing something along one of the lines of these businesses in a successful manner. And in particular, we have a serious situation right now because the utility linemen are not getting the pay that is competitive with other utilities. So we're losing personnel to other utilities because their pay has not been kept competitive. And because of that, I'm very fearful that the city's utility will experience some consequences that are, you know, that we don't want. And so I'm hoping that we have that kind of business experience in the previous and in the next city manager.
Okay. In the back.
I would like to see a new city manager that might consider having experience in exploring possibly spinning off some of those services that would give the opportunity to maybe make those more efficient and concentrate on the services that the city does need, because the citizens don't necessarily need all of those services, and it might be more efficient to do it that way. But exploring it, maybe not necessarily doing it, but exploring those avenues.
Okay. Specifically in the business units?
I've got a couple. The first one I would put is have experience in managing the press, the media. Mm. We have a very active media, which is nice in our community. So, but it does take a city manager to manage and understand that. The second one is have some experience of similar to the previous speaker. I'd like to have to explore the combination of more county and city resources. With our salt, with our ice that we have out there today, I don't know why the different entities, the county, the city, the Centralias, the Ashlands of the world, why aren't we all buying our salt together so that we can, on economy of scale, we can buy, you know, economy of scale. And then the last thing I have on my list is a similar form of government that we have, a city council, mayor, city manager type structure. I think that's important for them, for this candidate to have some experience of some type of a similar kind of government so that they have some understanding of how that works. And if it's a different number of council people and different wards and things, and they may have a different title, but it's a similar kind of structure.
So if I can follow up with you on that last point. So the city manager form of government is a fairly well-established form of government. Let's say you have a city administrator, which comes from a strong mayor system. Would that be roughly equivalent in that mind?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to make sure I had that in perspective.
So I'm not exactly sure how to frame it, but I would say we have a very diverse citizenry. So with being a college town, we have that influx of 30,000 people twice a year when they come and are on campus. So I think we need someone with a little bit of experience with that increase in population. Maybe, I'm not saying limit it to someone with college town experience, but they definitely need to think about what that kind of population influx has on the, I mean, we have it may has effects on the community, because those of us who are here year round have a very different Columbia than those students who are coming in for their semesters. So I would just say that that needs to be thought about as well.
So the surge of graduation, I imagine, town, well, probably doesn't double, but get a huge surge in competency managing that kind of human swing,
yeah,
in terms
and
of
events. I mean, football events, you're bringing 100,000 people.
Right, right.
And I would say, as someone who works for the university as well, they don't talk to each other. I mean, historically, the university has done its thing, and the city has done its thing, and there has not been close collaboration. And it is there's so many missed opportunities as a result of that. And I think on occasion, too, things that don't need to happen, because one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. And so someone who's, even if they don't have experience working with a large institution, somebody who knows that it's necessary or can be educated on that, yeah, I mean, it is. It's a third of the population, and we're the largest employer. So beyond just job creation, what are the resources that the university has that the city can draw on, and what are the areas in which that they can collaborate to just build on the positive things that we already have?
To follow up on that question, do you feel that any experience with any kind of higher education institution would be sufficient? Is there a particular scale in terms of where I, as a recruiter, should look?
I mean, it would... it wouldn't be bad to have experience with something like a large state institution, because I think we're similar across the country. I don't think we're all that different. But that to me wouldn't be a deal killer. It would be more of that person being aware that there hasn't been close cooperation and that there should be, right? And so somebody who would reach out,
okay,
to say, hey, what could we be doing together? And be persistent in that, because the university doesn't know how to do it either. So
demonstrated competency with forging relationships with...
Sector, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other? Oh, one in the back.
Yeah, it'd be great to have someone that has some experience in working with our city, our public school system, to better plan the growth of our community. You know, from a public school standpoint, we built a lot of schools over the past 10 years. But most of it's been reactive. You know, we go where the growth is, and it's not a planned thing, you know. And we need to take into account also affordable housing in all areas of our community, and really think about our future growth. You know, we're a growing community, and think about our future and try to get ahead of it rather than be reactive to the growth that we're having.
All right, let's move on, if I don't fall over. Let's move on to the next question. The new city manager should be able to easily navigate blank as a part of their duties. Don't all raise your hands? Okay, great.
I have two. One would be just thinking about the folks that work, or that the employees that the city manager will have when they come on board. I think someone who has the experience to, my impression is, as somebody who doesn't work for the city, is that there are, you know, we know the police department has culture and morale issues. I'm going to assume that the lines, the utility probably as well, right? Who can come in and do meaningful things that will make people glad that they work for the city, that they are collaborative with their employees. I'm a big proponent of Lean, Six Sigma philosophies of business, giving folks ownership over the work that they do. The second one is, and this goes back to, he said something about in the back about managing the media. We have a, and as you probably know now, we have a very active community, and it's not shy about sharing its opinions on things, and I'm part of one of those groups. So the city manager has to be able to take that stuff without being defensive, and to be able to respond in ways that are authentic. It's really okay to say, I don't know. It's not okay to say, I don't know, and then drop it, or to be dismissive as if, well, I don't know, so I don't know. and being able to engage authentically and to maintain engagement, as opposed to what I think one of the issues with the former city manager was that they would then just try to do things that would stall. We'll just hope everybody will go away, or we'll do a report of something, and it will go away. I mean, we see this as a pattern over time, right? And so there has to be somebody who's willing to deeply engage and doesn't get their ego too involved in it, right? So they have to be able to go, okay, I really hear you. And we're going to be part of making things better. So.
Okay. No, made great sense. Thanks. Somebody in the group last night said they should be able to easily navigate potholes. I please.
I do want to restate the, I think what Mary had said earlier, is that we are in a pretty red state here in terms of Missouri legislature. And I think that one needs to be able to navigate, politically speaking, the things that the city can do and is, I guess, you know, the navigate the state legislature at the same time we're trying to accomplish city mission objectives.
Okay.
I'll just expand on that, gentlemen, and kind of echo up that was up front, is that the town and gown, the relationship with the university, I think is, we had a former mayor that used to call, you know, that we're a company town and the university is that company. And I agree that we've not had that great relationship in the past. And I think as limited as the city manager is able to navigate the political side of it, I do think it's important that they can or try, because at times we do have to stand together with our university and fight together with the legislative to get things done. So, but I do know that there's certain things that the city manager can't do politically, but I do think there's some navigation there that needs to be done or can be done better.
Would that extend also to Stevens College, Columbia College, or is it really the University of Missouri?
It's all of them. It's the university. Obviously, University of Missouri is the you know, the 900-pound gorilla of the university, of the colleges, but they're all important to us.
All right. Let's go on to, I believe, our last set of questions. This next set deals with the culture here in town. So kind of put that hat on as you're responding to these questions. It is important for the new city manager to understand what about Columbia? I suppose if you had a chance to sit down with the candidate or candidates one-on-one, what would you want to make sure that they absolutely knew and understood about Columbia?
Well, when you're thinking about if you're going far and wide for a candidate, and when you look at the Columbia Public Schools as an example, when they've hired from outside years ago, but the head of Columbia Public Schools has been able to come into this community and over the years has been able to understand a historical perspective about Columbia. Whether it's good or bad, they need to understand the historical perspective about Columbia, because if you don't understand the historical perspective, you can't understand what has gone on in the past and how to make it better in the future.
I would say that if you look at the census data that the city, new city manager would be well advised to see that Columbia is, I believe it's either the youngest or the second youngest city average age in the state of Missouri. And so I think that is a unique feature that they would be well advised. Thank you.
I would say it would be nice to know that we're a more progressive town rather than the rest of Missouri. I wouldn't call Columbia a red town. Not at all. So it's more of a university progressive town, open to new and invigorating information.
Okay. Here in the front, and then I think I saw a hand in the back. Here?
It's important for the new city manager to understand the racial disparity within the city of Columbia.
Okay.
And this is in line with what the first speaker said, but the history of Columbia, being familiar with the history would go a long way toward understanding what we've already tried, what we've already done, and what we need to do going forward. So the manager would need to understand our history deeply. Not necessarily, I saw some things in the paper, there was a debate about whether they should be local or from beyond the local. I don't care about that. I just, the person would need to become familiar if they're not already.
I think that it's very easy for, when we say understand the history, for somebody to go look at, oh, the History of Columbia book. And that's a white history, not a history of Columbia, in which, you know, we have a little lake near here called Little Dixie. And it's named Little Dixie for a reason. We are unreconstructed here, mm-hmm. where part of us think that we have gotten past our racial issues, and that we don't need to understand where we got to or how we got to here. But I think without somebody who will take the time to listen to the folks from the community who are from here, who have been here for decades, as well as folks that are new, it's going to be very challenging for the new city manager to understand some of the conversations that are happening and that they hear from stakeholders in the community. And so I think it's vital.
In the back?
I'm saying this only because I haven't heard it mentioned, so I'm trying to fit it into your question, because we're in a focus group as well as this, and it hasn't fit into any of these questions and hasn't come up. But I'm sure Mr. Scala will probably appreciate this to some degree. They need to understand that we have focused on an airport here, and we've put some resources towards an airport here, and they need to understand that we're trying to make Columbia an area that we have a regional airport, of which there is a tremendous amount of resources being geared towards. So they need to understand that about Columbia.
Okay, let's move on to the last question. The new city manager should not underestimate the importance of blank to the community. Yes, please, up front.
Community involvement. I think that's the major thing that the citizens of Columbia need to be made aware and involved in what's happening in Columbia.
So community involvement, community engagement.
I think not underestimate, I mean, we've mentioned equity and diversity. I put that on there too. But I think I've lived here for about 20 years. And our way of doing development seems to have been, oh, you want to build that there? Go for it. And it has not been intentional. Or if it has been, it hasn't been to the benefit of the entire community. So someone who because we are going to grow. We're going to grow. People want to come live here. Of having an equity-minded philosophy of development. I think for us to grow and truly thrive as an entire community, we need somebody who is not of the let development do whatever it wants to and it will pay for itself mindset.
Yes, in the back.
The new city manager should not underestimate the importance of the business community to the community.
Okay. Any other thoughts on underestimation?
I just want to second what you just said about development. It's so important. You don't just build something to build it. We have some kind of a plan.
So we've kind of heard that theme come up throughout the morning. Would it be fair to say the new city manager should not underestimate the importance of growth, good or bad, to the community?
That's too simplistic a way of putting it to me.
Let me get you the mic here real quick.
Oh, sorry. I think the good-bad dichotomy is a false one. I think that at least what I'm looking for is somebody who will try to engage, and it's not to neglect the business community, but it's to engage in different ways, right? So can we imagine, reimagine what is the prime value of development for our community? Where do we want it to happen? And be very intentional, very holistic, and with equity at the forefront.
You need thoughtful growth. So if you're going to expand outside of city limits, where are those resources coming from? Because you're talking about police, fire, city waste, linemen, everything going out to new areas. So, yeah, I mean, forethought and future thought into if we do this, what is the next step? What happens after that? And who pays for it? The developers aren't paying for it right now. It's all coming back to the tax burden of the people who have been city center for years.
Economic development to the community as a whole and new economic development, new jobs.
Recruitment, retention.
It's the kind of development, I know I'm being redundant, but I've had people come visit me who haven't been here in 10 or 15 years, and they go, what happened? Columbia used to be green. It's a big concern. Number two, one of the city council meetings I attended a few months ago made the statement that Columbia is 25% in the poverty income, and that one out of six children are homeless. No one has mentioned today care for our children. That's a big, big deal. And thank you for having this meeting, and we need to have more of these kind of meetings where you really listen to us and before a big decision is made. Don't you agree?
That's why we come.
It's awesome. Thank you.
I'll use that platform to say this is perhaps one of those meetings where your input has the most direct effect on a product. being not from here, we can take this kind of information, and it gives us the insight we need to screen those applications to find that right fit. And so I thank you for coming, because it helps us do our job better and to better understand your needs. So thank you. Any other thoughts on underestimating the importance of something, whatever that might be? Because this is our last question, so.
Yeah, we're heading into our, you know, bicentennial celebration, and want to make sure.
Could you hold it a little bit closer to your mouth, please?
Yeah, we're heading into our bicentennial celebration for Columbia. We want to make sure that when we get there, we don't underestimate the contributions that all parts of our community have made, particularly our minority community. You know, we're working on that to try to get that story out, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little difficult, but want to make sure that all segments of our community are recognized in terms of who we are as a community and how we got to where we are now.
Did you? Is that a raised hand? Okay.
In the future, I was looking all over to find out about this meeting, and I couldn't find anything. So maybe to get it out a little bit better, some more people would come and.
Thank you. All right. Well, like I said, that was our plan for today. Like I said, we will use this kind of information to inform our screening process. A lot of things that you bring up and that we've heard from our stakeholders that we've met with so far, we also turn those into interview questions. I had somebody ask me yesterday, you know, we're giving you all this information. What are you actually going to do with it? We can turn those into interview questions. Tell us about a time when you had to deal with development and development costs. Tell us about a time you had to run an enterprise business-like operation and you kept that solvent. Tell us about a time when you had to do X, Y, or Z. So those kinds of questions, that's where we're writing it all down, so that we can pull out, extract that most important information and use that to screen these candidates. So thank you for your participation. There will be a survey that comes out hopefully by Monday. That will be online, and we're going to work out the exact nature of that survey over the next couple of days with this kind of information. And then the next step in the process will be semi-finalist interviews, hopefully in the month of April. So if you have feel free to come up, take pictures. We can even put up a blank one if you wanted to add something that you had thought up since. Our information is there. Please feel free to reach out to us, and we'll try and take that information. And our next immediate deliverable is to put together a recruitment brochure and profile. So we're going to try and do that next week. So any information you get between now and, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, that we can help add that to our profile. Yes, ma'am.
Said, of course, that we're going to put this out online. One of the things I think that I talked to the consultant about yesterday is that, you know, probably everybody here assume that everyone in this day and age have a computer, mm-hmm. and that they get this online. We have so many people in the low-income community who do not have, I mean, I deal with people every day, who do not have a computer, who do not have an email. So we need some kind of communication to get out to the community so that those folks who want to participate in the survey are able to do that. So we're just assuming that everybody, you know, have access, and they don't.
Thank you for bringing that up. That is something we will be discussing with the City Council in our meeting this afternoon, is the best way to deploy it, perhaps by other methods, and where. So, thank you.
Just a couple of process questions. One is the online survey.
Is the online survey going to essentially incorporate some of these questions along with maybe some other stuff? Is that so? That's the idea of it. Where in this process does the stakeholder groups play a role? Do they come in after this to the various groups that are represented that were saying perhaps maybe an additional one that was added to it or what, however that works, but when do they come into this process?
So we have spoken to a multitude of the groups already this week. As I mentioned, Andrew and I have met with groups singularly so that we could get in more people all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and again this morning. But then the other thing that we'll be talking to you about this afternoon is the selection process and how we incorporate, whether we incorporate a community forum, whether you incorporate a community selection type of committee. Those are all the things that we need to decide.
All right, well, we're available for questions if you have them, but that's our program for today. So thank you for coming.